237.
It certainly didn't jeopardize the entire process. The negotiations are still moving forward. I can't go much further than this. I mean, at this point, I need Congress to act, and that's why I'm very eager for them to get the job done.
The president once again pushing the GOP button. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Welcome to the show. So sorry if you are covered from head to toe in the white stuff. Snow is fun, but when it snows, and then it snows, and then it snows, and you can't see in front of your face, it's not so fun. And I know in the plains, you're getting really smashed. There's already one fatal crash, and it looks like maybe a foot of snow is going to be dumped in some parts of the Midwest, and there's going to be some other severe weather as a result of this crazy system that comes through. And whether it's snow, it might be tornadoes, it might be hail, but the National Weather Service is reporting already that Colorado, Kansas, northern Missouri could get 10 to 12 inches. In fact, Dodge City, Kansas, I love it when we can just put a bullseye on one place, was looking for 16 inches of snow. Other parts of the country in the south, that freezing rain, sleet, giant hail. I love it when they tell you that on the weather. You know, you get your local weather guy. They break in, you know, every 5 minutes or so to tell you that the kind of hail you're going to get is probably going to be baseball size hail. I hear that. I'm like, are you kidding? So if I walk to the store, there's a chance, boom, I can get smashed on the head by baseball size hail. That's not good. And you imagine what that does to your car. I mean, even little stuff dents it. I mean, just kills the car. The paint, it's awful when that happens. But what would baseball size hail, what would that do to your roof? What would that do to your car? What would that do to your nerves? So look out if you live in some of those areas that I mentioned, Oklahoma and Texas, look out for those tornadoes. Schools have been closed in Arizona and Colorado because of the snow there. So even just the threat of snow led to a bunch of shutdowns, worried about people trying to get on the road and take the risks. So I guess they figure, listen, this is Nebraska, this is Iowa. We start shutting things down, then we're not going to have to deal with any surprises on some of our stretches of highways where we get a little bit nervous when people decide that they're going to go at it no matter what because they're used to the snow. And they can get from point A to point B. Right at the top, you heard the president talking about immigration. What's interesting is the timing of that. And this comes a week and a little more after the State of the Union address. So more than half of the citizens in this country think that most or at least all of the country's 11 million illegal immigrants, and I still think that number's a little higher, should be booted out. And this is from a Reuters Ipsos poll that was released on Wednesday, and it's just pointing out the difficulties that anybody on the Hill is going to be faced with trying to reform the immigration system. You can't go backwards, and you can't live in the past, but the biggest mistake, it's so obvious, and it's one that anyone can point out to you that's ever read any of the laws from the 80s during the Reagan administration. There was stuff on the books about illegal immigration. It was never enforced. Everybody turned their head. It was no big deal. So Pepe was doing the gardening, and you had Miguel and his wife were picking the strawberry crops, and it was all good because they were making money. They were sending money home. They would go home. We got to make more money because we had cheaper labor, and, geez, no Americans would want to do this job anyway. And then it just exploded in all kinds of different directions. Not just the nice people coming over, but the gangs and the horrific things that have happened in parts of Arizona. They call them the rape trees because the coyotes get the money from the people that they take advantage of in Mexico. They come over, and if they're not going to make it, or it looks like it's not worth it because something's happening, well, could lead to a rape or two of some of the women, and then they just throw their underclothing into a tree, and that gets dubbed a rape tree. There are so many people, even still, where they are left for dead somewhere in a stretch a desolate stretch of the border, that eventually maybe they're found and they become Jane or Joe. They get put in a makeshift morgue when the morgue is too stacked up, so they have to be in a refrigerated truck, and their family in Mexico has no idea where they are. There's no way to identify them. It's just a very sad, sad thing all the way around. So it's not necessarily shocking to me that people say, just deport, just deport. I mean, capitalize on something. So you have 8 U.S. senators who are doing this bipartisan thing to come up with immigration reform. This is the first major attempt since one was started but fell apart in Congress 6 years ago. So what's different this time? Obama has a plan, but the senators want any move to relax immigration laws dependent on boosting security at the southern border. Why do we give a pathway to citizenship if we don't even know who's coming in and out of our borders? It's the same problem that we've been talking about for a really, really long time. Whenever there was anything discussed about what to do at the border, people would argue about building a wall, and then that was stupid and impossible. You could have sections where there was a wall, but that wouldn't work. It wouldn't work all the way down the line because of some of the areas, and it would be too expensive, and it wouldn't be worth it, and then we'd have this crazy wall all the way across from California, theoretically all the way to probably right at the doorstep of Florida. I mean, regardless, it just wasn't going to work. So what's the answer? Enforcing the laws already there, more patrols on the border, checking student visas. Because remember, it's not always just people from Mexico coming across or Central America or South America. Oh, yeah, there's those people that we call terrorists that find themselves on the march through our southern neighbor's country to come up into the United States. I mean, sometimes through Canada, but it's easier through Mexico. So a lot of time is spent figuring out ways to get across and be undetected, and it obviously has worked for a lot of different people who have made their way. It's a sad, sad thing that this has gotten this out of control. It really is, because it never should have gotten this bad. And then we wouldn't be sitting here trying to figure out how many people, what to do, what are we going to do. It's a big survey, and people are taking a big position. Yes to a pathway, no to a pathway. What do you think? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Coming up the rest of the show, at the tail end of the show, It's Your Business. We're going to introduce you to a guy capitalizing on ads targeted to you, perhaps, locally when you're in a CVS or cruising around in a grocery store somewhere. Now, you used to have different forms of music. Now you have music, but then these commercials in between. And those commercials, believe it or not, are programmed in. That's at the tail end of the hour. However, coming up on the flip side here on ATN, got a little odds and ends.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, February 20th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $15.94.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.34.14, $8.17.07 for a half ounce, or $408.54 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.34.14, $8.17.07, and $408.54.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
California weather. Of course, they have other nuts and fruits and whatever else that they have to deal with in Cali. Let's face it, they've had some pretty crazy things happen, and the Chris Dorner situation had a lot of people pretty tense in that city. And if you live in California, man, I got a lot of friends there, so I can't completely trash the place, but I will say this. You really have to pack your patience, because it is a car-centric area. Oh, yeah, you're not walking anywhere. You got to get in that car. You're meeting your friend one town over for lunch. Could take you an hour to get there. Yeah, could take you an hour. And then there's this, the California School District being sued over the religious yoga program. And that's where we start odds and ends here in this segment of America Tonight. So here we go again with the craziness over religion and invoking anything religious, which, you know, I don't get. I don't understand that. Why is that? What happened to the tolerance factor? This is out of San Diego, an attorney that represents a family very much bent out of shape over a public school yoga program in Ensenada filed this suit to stop the classes. In the lawsuit, they argue that twice a week, 30-minute classes are really religious, and they're in violation of the separation between church and state. The plaintiffs are this couple, Stephen and Jennifer Sedlock, and their kids, who are students in the school district there. So they came home and talked about yoga and said what happened in yoga. The superintendent hasn't seen the lawsuit, so doesn't want to comment on it, but this yoga is new in the curriculum, and it's believed to be the first in the country to have full-time yoga teachers at the school. And the lessons were actually funded by a three-year grant from a nonprofit group that promotes a certain kind of yoga. So the district started the classes at 9 schools in the beginning of the year, and what the superintendent is saying, and actually some other parents and teachers are saying, that they've noticed that the students are calmer using the whole breathing technique practices and all that stuff, and it releases stress before tests. Because, you know, a lot of kids have that anxiety over taking tests. A lot of adults have anxiety over taking tests, too. So this is what's so crazy. They're saying, listen, we're not teaching religion. This is a very mainstream physical fitness program that happens to incorporate yoga into it. It's part of wellness. Most of the students and parents support it. Is that not crazy? I mean, seriously, how is that offensive? I don't understand. Kids on the mat stretching and moving around. That's what it is. That's what yoga is. And here's the thing. You can opt out of it. But these parents are saying that if their kids say they're not going to do the yoga, so they opt out of it, they're alleging that they get bullied. Can you imagine it? Yeah, all the yogaites meet them outside and say, you are not taking yoga. Take this. And then they pop them in the jaw. Of course not. So the kids who opted out are missing out on 60 of the 100 weekly minutes of physical activity that the state of California requires. They sit and read during the yoga lessons. But see, this goes to the whole thing. If you don't want to do it, then you don't do it. So the kids are already getting that option. You don't want to do it, just read. Go do something else. You don't have to do yoga. I don't know. I don't get it. How is that a religious deal? Am I missing something here? Can someone enlighten me? Got any yogis out there? Anybody who takes yoga listening to America Tonight? I know some very masculine men that do yoga. You know, the reason that they started doing it is because they were burning off the beer belly, and that's what they wanted, so they could drink more beer. It was just a form of exercise. You know, I'm sorry. I don't get it. I mean, this really, for odds and ends, this comes up on the radar too much.
I'm not going to lie. Every Friday morning, my buddy and I go and do yoga.
Woohoo! You sissy.
I'll admit, though, it really helps with your flexibility.
Yes!
And I like it because, one, the flexibility. So when I'm playing all my other sports, I notice it where your muscles aren't as tight. And also, it really helps with my back. And my back, it feels like you just got out of a chiropractor or something because your back is just super loose.
Yeah, I think yoga is a good thing. I want to just start doing it because of what Matt just said, playing some other sport, you know, swinging that golf club and everything. The back part is great. And I'm telling you, I know a lot of very manly men who take yoga. It's not any freaky, weird thing, religious thing, strange. It's like stretching. It's like guys stretching before they run around a track, really. You know, you're on the mat, you're doing the different stretches. That's what's happening.
And I think in our class, we go, you know, every Friday morning, we go around 11 o'clock, and it's probably a third full of men.
Yeah.
And the others are women or young ladies, so that
young
works out
ladies.
As well.
Yeah, if I was a young guy like Matt, I mean, there's a perfect place to go. To go to the yoga classes, and maybe you'll meet someone. Who knows? But I really say this in all sincerity. I don't understand this. And to slap religion into it, say, well, it's a religious thing, is just ridiculous. I hope the court throws it out. And especially because there's an alternative. You don't have to do it. Yeah, you know, you don't have to do it. So none of these kids are forced to do it. Maybe John Boehner and President Obama need to take yoga together. I mean, they did do the golf thing, and apparently that worked out for a couple of days. It stretched out into a couple of weeks, because remember they had that Merlot and Nicorette meeting, the secret closed-door meeting that they had that infuriated so many people and really got John Boehner into trouble. Well, now John Boehner is out swinging big time, And I think the reason is because he narrowly was named as a speaker again. A lot of people were upset with him. A lot of the Tea Party elected Congress people were upset with him. What he's saying now is he's calling the president out on this sequester thing, because what's looming is the $1.2 trillion in cuts that he says are just going to throw the whole economy back into recession. Boehner said it a bunch of times heading into the break. He said, look, this is like a hollowed out exercise in doing this, because we're going to cripple the military budget. We're going to cripple it. And then when the commander in chief has less of a military to deal with, then you realize how stupid it is and how much hypocrisy there is in all of this. I mean, here's the bottom line, and I checked this out to make sure it wasn't just rhetoric that was being thrown out there. It is true. Once everybody comes back, if Congress lets the axe fall, which the axe has to fall eventually, we keep talking about cuts. But if they let the axe fall instead of cherry picking things, and now what's included in it is the military, huge for the military, how much is being cut out. They're saying they're going to have a giant furlough. There's going to be a lot of people that are going to lose jobs, the Pentagon and all this stuff. But, okay, if it stands as it is, it's coming out like sort of monthly. It's not all at once that I'm visualizing in my head. There's this giant axe and then poof, that's it. That's not how it's happening. So I think this is also intended to be on purpose, because then you can have all those fights and arguments over territory. Well, we shouldn't cut this, so, you know, that's not going to be cut till 2 months, so let's make sure that we take something else and put it in its place. We can sit and we can argue all day long about what should be cut and what shouldn't be cut, save a few things and cut a few others. That's what the deal is. It's not a clean cut, in other words. So there really is no meat cleaver at all. So maybe they need to take yoga. John Boehner calling. Hello, want to go to his yoga class? Oh, can you imagine? No, I don't think that's happening. There has to be a better plan. If we have a plan B for that leaked out for immigration, which was the president's plan B that later the White House took back, what's the plan B on cutting? Hopefully it's not more taxing. Right now, the reductions would be equally split between defense and non-defense programs. Across-the-board cuts would apply to Medicare. Other programs include Social Security, Medicaid, veterans, and civilian and military pay would be exempt.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com. Spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. GCN.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Feel it, even today. If you can't, then it doesn't matter anyway. You will never understand it, cause it happens to the best. And it feels so good, it's like walking the glass. It's so cool, so hip, it's alright. It's so groovy, it's out of sight. You can touch it, feel it. But it makes no difference, cause it's not just a
Often I say here on these airwaves, hey, if you want to vent, send us an email, americatonight.net, click on contact and let her flow. So we got some interesting emails this time around. Let's head to the mail room.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This one from Big Bob, who says, wow, I started thinking about the minimum wage deal, $9 an hour, and you can see why the Republicans would be on edge about the $9, because it doesn't make any sense. I mean, yes, it seems like not a big deal, $9, but who's paying for that $9, and how are we justifying that when we are drowning in debt? It will add to what already is an enormous problem, Kate, that ultimately we cannot stop and sit on our hands and not say anything. I mean, really, how is it possible that people don't understand what that means? Listen, I have a kid who would benefit from $9 an hour, but that kid probably wouldn't get that job in the first place. And actually, you know, they were talking about $11 an hour, and there are places where it is $11 an hour. Yeah, somebody almost $11 an hour in San Francisco, by the way. How about this, though? If you look at it, Bush had the last increase in, they say, in 2007 after the Democrats got control of the House and the Senate. So, you know, sometimes you get the traction. Sometimes this is used to be thought, okay, this is the way that we can have some economic equality. But you're not getting economic equality anyway if you're talking about $9 in the minimum wage. And really what it does is it costs too much money from the point of view of the job creation that you're not really getting, and the effect on the tax revenue is where it really just cripples us. And, you know, listen, so I agree. I know I'm going off on a tangent here, but we had a couple people on to talk about it. And you're right. When you, Big Bob, you take a look at it and you said on the surface, you say, well, I know people who could benefit from that, and including my own family, my kids, but they're not getting those jobs. So that's the thing. They're not getting those jobs in the first place. All right, let's move to another one. This one from Lon, who says, hey, I don't know if you saw this or not, Katie Kate, but you gotta love John Boehner. We did talk about it. Who says the Prez has to own up to his own crisis due to the sequester. And he focused in on the military, because the military is really going to get swacked in this whole thing. Yeah, this isn't a secret, though. Of course, we knew this was happening. It's been sitting there for over a year. That was the idea. Remember, there was a bipartisan committee that was a bipartisan group of Democrats and Republicans that were put together to try to come up with a way to have a sequester, not just to make it automatic. So $85 billion in 2013 in spending cuts, starting March 1st, with more than $1 trillion in 10 years. Notice it's always a decade, though. Yep, a decade. We're all out of office. Who cares? $1 trillion, that's what we're talking about. So Boehner kind of gigged the president back and said, as you're referring to in your note, that Lon is referring to, that the automatic cut idea was originally put up by the White House during the debt ceiling talks back in 2011, and that Congress reluctantly accepted the demand and then now claimed it's up to Obama to find the escape hatch. So the next couple of weeks will be very, very interesting. What are we spending the money on? What are we doing with the taxpayers' money? I mean, look, it's tough choices. That's what it is now, because we have no choice. We're backed into a corner. So something has to give here. But what is it? What is it? The president listed off a bunch of repercussions if the $85 billion in cuts for this year take effect. Border Patrol, emergency responders, FBI agents, airport controllers, get ready for some long lines. Nice. And others are going to be part of this whole cutback. Teachers are going to be laid off by the thousands, and the military is going to be downgraded, basically. That's what's going to happen. So hundreds of thousands of Americans are going to be added to the unemployment rolls. So we didn't know this. Duh. You put a committee together, they couldn't do anything, and we sat on it for a year. So if you're not happy with what is happening, why did it get this far in the first place? It's so weird. It's like, how is this? This is not shocking. This was just, okay, we'll throw it out there. It's not going to work. Okay, let's just forget about it. We'll bury it. It's like, I mean, you know, come on. That's the deal. You can't have it both ways. You want there to be a sequester because there can't be any kind of a negotiation. So we have it, and now the trigger is about to be pulled, and you don't like it? Come on. Even the former New York governor, George Pataki, said to the president that, you know, listen, stop complaining and start negotiating. Enough catastrophic gloom and doom, and forget this March 1st deadline. If you don't like it, then talk to the Republicans, come up with some kind of alternative. Why don't we have some kind of an alternative instead of this blame game thing, right? All right, let's move to another one. This one comes to us from Chuck in Iowa. And Chuck says, Kate, ooh, getting out the park is big time. Snow, snow, snow. A lot of people I know are just staying inside, worried about just how awful this is going to be. It is a good excuse. You know, sometimes the snow gives you one of those lazy days where you can kind of hang out with the family and watch movies, talk, whatever, but you don't have to go anywhere. Well, they've already canceled what they canceled, 200 flights on Wednesday. Parts of Missouri and Kansas are going to see about 3 inches of sleet, and they say some ice, too. The storm is blanketing the central plains and the Midwest with snow. There's flood watches in some other areas. So, you know, an inch of snow caused the PGA Tour to postpone play at the World Golf Championships, the match play in Arizona, because in Arizona they actually got some, too. How about that? But it's going to be trouble for the next couple of days, actually. It's going to be trouble from California to the Central Plains to the Midwest because of, if it's not snow, it's the other hazards that are out there, the wind, the ice, and if people can take off, sure, that's the thing. Thursday, Friday, it's a snow day. I can't come in. I can't make my way in. Chicago might get their largest single snowfall of the year, 4 inches. Isn't it funny? Because usually they get so much more, and they haven't really had that, but 4 inches would be the most that they have had for the year, like I said. All right, here's another one. This one comes to us from Alice, and she says, hello, this is Alice in Wonderland. Listening to America Tonight, I enjoy it. I'm from California, and in California, people are talking about a body that was found in a hotel water tank. It's very strange. It's found in the Cecil Hotel's rooftop water tank by a maintenance worker. And she goes on to say that this person was missing. And the last time they saw her, she was in the hotel at the end of January. So they're investigating her death. She was a tourist, though. This is the awful thing, I guess, a Canadian woman. And she brushed her teeth and drank with water from a tank, and one of the tourists staying there said that, and then they noticed that there was, it looked like a decomposing body, and sure enough, there was a body in the tank. That seems so odd, doesn't it? First of all, someone's brushing their teeth and bathing perhaps in this tank, and then they find this woman in the LA water tank. What are you, what hotel is this? The Cecil Hotel's rooftop water tank. That's what it is. So a maintenance worker was trying to figure out why the water pressure was low, and that's the reason why, because that's where she was. Oh, that is awful. So then, of course, when this happened, then they told the people at the hotel that were checking in not to drink the water, but they went, and a lot of them, the people that were going to check in apparently went to find other hotels to stay in. Yeah, if I'm at the front desk and I have no clue as to what was happening, if somebody said to me when I was checking in, don't drink the water, really? Why? Oh, there was a body in the water tank on the roof. I'm thinking I might be just a tad dissuaded from wanting to stay there. Don't you think so? Yeah, it's time to move on to some other place if I'm in Los Angeles for sure. All right, you get the gist of it, kind of all over the map in this one where we had emails from people in different parts of the country talking about a whole bunch of different things. You can do the same. You just have to do the America Tonight deal, americatonight.net. As I'm always telling you, sometimes I get notes from people eventually where they say, oh, I finally found you. It's easy. You click on contact. And then, just like that, it's like magic. Al Gore's internet. Poof. I get the note, and we have a connection, and you might be mentioned on our mailbag segment. Stay with us. It's your business next. Have you ever- ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
This show is called It's Your Business, and this is a booming business. Everybody knows the power of advertising, but everybody also knows, and look how we oohed and awed over how much it costs for a 30-second commercial, and of course this was television, a 30-second commercial for the Super Bowl, for the entire game and outside of the game, and just astronomical amounts of money. But even the radio involved in it, it was a crazy amount of money. Now, that was a special event. But even just in general, a lot of people that can't afford advertising, there is a new way to afford advertising that has become very, very popular. And Neil Duncan, I would say, is smart enough to capitalize on that. He is the founder and president of something called My Radio, and it's based out of Scottsdale, Arizona, and he's looking to take this global. Neil, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So, Neil, I didn't explain what you do. You've got 15 and 30 second local ads that come in during music that we hear, let's say, in a CVS or someplace else we are, and it's targeted toward the people that might be in that particular place. Am I right?
Yes, you are. But, Kate, the main premise behind starting my radio was really to help the smallest businesses in America to have a competitive source of advertising, something that was effective and yet also affordable, so that they could compete on a local level, primarily so that they could remind people in their neighborhood to do business locally.
Okay, so
we accomplished this. I'm sorry, go ahead.
So I get the concept. So let's say I'm a franchise person, I own a Dunkin' Donuts or whatever in the area, then that would be good because that would target my place, right? It would remind people, top of mind, Dunkin' Donuts, or maybe even something, even more local than that, some particular name of my donut store or whatever.
Yes, we place our music systems in select retail locations, primarily fast food restaurants, coffee shops, sandwich shops, hair salons, gas stations, package delivery stores. They tend to have the most foot traffic and have the most captive audience in the neighborhood. And then the neighboring businesses will typically advertise on those stations. And it starts at $1 per ad per neighborhood. So you can advertise in four or five businesses on your block. And it starts at $1 an ad, and then it gets even cheaper if you sign some kind of a term commitment with us.
So when you first started this, what did you see happen? You know, your very first call that you made, what was that like, Neil?
Well, we spent a fair amount of time researching the market before developing our product set. And so we knew that tough economic times were going to be prevalent for a few years. And we really set out to try to create a network that small businesses could take advantage of. And knowing that large corporations are getting involved in really buying up a lot of the advertising on a local level, it's been a real hot-button topic for marketing the last couple of years. So we really wanted to get out there and be ahead of the curve in terms of supplying affordable advertising for small business.
Yeah. And what have you heard from the businesses? I mean, obviously, you're having some success with it, so I'd assume they like it.
Well, certainly. The number of impressions and the amount of branding that you receive for the amount that we charge is really hard to beat. We really do four things very well. I think the retail is obvious, but we also help service companies like plumbers, electricians, landscapers, maid services, because they can either buy neighborhoods that they want to target, or they can advertise in a 1, 2, or 5 mile radius around their business so that they can get customers in very targeted areas. And it would cost $25,000 or $50,000 in local radio advertising to accomplish the same type of targeted network that ours does for a couple hundred dollars a month.
Yeah, interesting. And you came from a background where you worked, you dealt with clients, you know how the business works, you got the sales thing down, because you worked with LifeLock, and so there you were, and that company really just blossomed, grew by leaps and bounds. And then what was it like to make the transition to be the guy, to own the company, to start up, get employees, start this whole thing? Because, you know, the segment is, it's your business, and there's a lot of entrepreneurs out there that are always curious as to what the secret is.
Well, it certainly represents a heightened level of challenges from being part of a team to being the primary investor and the majority shareholder in what is hopefully one of the fastest growing businesses in the country. But it's also exciting, and it's certainly rewarding to go out there with an idea, you know, with a mission to help people, and then go out there and truly do it. And if I could share the other things that we do really well, there's multicultural marketing, which has never been able to be reached in the way that we do it at the price we can do it at. And then we also support a lot of one-time events, brand openings, local events, whether it's, you know, a large concert at the local stadium, or whether it's six-year-olds putting on a rendition of a ballet. We really support a lot of local events, and we're really excited about those different things that we do. But at myreader.com, you can kind of see my background. I've got a 25-year career of helping to start and grow businesses, and I've been involved in some of the kind of more exciting projects in the country, which has always been very rewarding for me. And certainly being the lead investor in a company like MyRadio certainly represents a fair number of challenges, but it certainly is very rewarding.
All right, Neil Duncan, continued success. Sounds interesting. What a way to make a living. It's your baby, the whole enchilada. I love it. Good luck with that.
Well, Kate, thanks for having us on.
Thanks. All right, so talking about business, boy, stocks taking a big drop. The stock market posted its biggest loss this year. And why? It's all about the negative news. You know that. I'm preaching to the choir. The Federal Reserve suggesting that the central bank scale back the effort to keep borrowing costs low is what happened. And it caught, I think, a lot of people or investors by surprise anyway. So the policymakers were worried that the bank's program of buying $85 billion of bonds every month would eventually unsettle the financial markets or even cause the bank to take losses. So with that thrown out there, the market reacted big time. The S&P 500 sank almost 19 points, so the loss would be off 1.2%. That's the biggest one-day drop since November of 2012. By buying bonds, the idea is the Fed drives up their prices, lowers interest rates. It's a little trick, which have stayed at pretty record lows, and that keeps the cost low for mortgages and other types of loans. The major indexes drifted sideways in morning trading, which is sometimes what happens, and then it whips around in the afternoon, and Caterpillar is a real sinker. That's happened a bunch with them. They had weak sales so on their mining equipment and whatnot, so that dumped it further. The Dow Jones fell 108 points. It's a little less than 1%. And Merck actually helped curb the Dow's fall, rising 1%, because they had news that they're teaming up with a Korean drug maker to create drugs. So that's what happens. It's about the stocks and sometimes the reports, the earnings reports, and, of course, anything to do with the Federal Reserve. Anytime, like, Ben Bernanke has anything to say when he's hauled up to the Hill, the Federal Reserve chairman, or Alan Greenspan, the former Federal Reserve chairman, goes and does a speech and talks about how gloomy it is when it comes to the economy. Check to see what's happening with your stocks, because they're probably tanking. And it's odd because, you know, really the stock market has surged at the start of the year, then slightly higher in the last couple of weeks. And we'll see what happens when Congress gets back in session and they duke it out. March 1st could be a scary day because of what's happening with the sequester.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com. or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.